Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Thank you very much indeed for that. Well, as you heard in the headlines there, Irish woman Tori Towey has arrived back home to Ireland, accompanied by her mother, Caroline. Ms. Towey's case was raised in the Dáil earlier this week by the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, who said the 28-year-old was unable to leave Dubai after she was attacked in her home and faced charges of attempted suicide and alcohol consumption as well. Authorities in Dubai confirmed yesterday that charges against Ms. Towey had been dropped and the travel ban had been lifted. Shortly before we came on air, I spoke with Tori Towey and I began by asking her what it means to be home in Ireland.
It's just a big relief. I'm just so relieved. Emotional, just like a mix of emotions.
Who was at the airport to welcome you home?
So I had my two aunties, Anne and Trish, and then my uncle Cyril.
And I'd say the hugs were like you've never experienced before.
Yeah, no, it's nice to have family there. It was very emotional. Just because I haven't seen, I don't know, I can't remember when the last time I saw them was. It was a long time ago.
And you've been through a really
difficult... So it was just nice to be back with them.
You've been through a really difficult period as well.
Yeah, it's obviously hard when you're going through something difficult and you're away from your family, kind of the people that you need the most. It's just so nice to be back home. I'm just looking forward to just getting home this evening and just resting and just spending time with people.
Can I just say to you, how much of an outpouring of the love there was for you and concern as well on our programme alone and replicated across all programmes and all stations.
I still can't believe it. I'm in shock, but I'm just like, it makes me so emotional, but I'm so grateful to everybody. You know, like Radha Sterling, who we contacted, I think it was the day before yesterday, and she just, the minute we contacted her, she got everything going. Mary Lou, Bring to the Dáil, Claire Curran, Taoiseach, Simon Harris, Tánaiste Micheál Martin, and the ambassadors, the embassy, like they've been amazing in Dubai. Like they took care of everything for me. They really were. I know they were working basically through the night, you know, just to try and get me home and do everything they could. So I'm so grateful because obviously there's other people that aren't as lucky as me. Mm-hmm. To come from a country like this and have so much support behind me, and then like my family and my friends, you know, they've kind of kept me going and they've been there for me and through all of this. And it obviously hasn't been easy for them at the same time because, you know, my poor mother was so far away when all of this was happening, and you know,
she went so to you in Dubai, did she, as well, your mother?
Yeah, she flew over to Dubai.
That must have been a huge support.
And without
for you.
Her as well. Yeah. Sometimes you just need, you're not thinking straight when you're kind of in that situation. You need someone to kind of take the reins on things. And you need that kind of strong support system.
When did you realize that things weren't right, Tori?
I suppose over the last few months, you know, I'd say things kind of were at its worst in, I'd say, May. It's been a a long process, but it's been hard. I'm out of it now, and I've just I'm just grateful for being able to go home, and it'll take me time to heal and just kind of even just for myself to process everything that's happened, because you know it was a lot. I feel like I haven't really had the time to kind of sit and really think about everything, and because I've just been so stressed and so worried, so anxious, and so now I'm back in Ireland, I can go home and just keep moving on with my life and moving forward. Mm-hmm.
You certainly haven't had time to process what you've been through at all. When did you realise, do you think, I need help here? I need help from outside?
I think when I got to a point where I wasn't getting answers. There wasn't any information, and it just felt like at this point bigger than me. And I just felt like, yeah, I was at a dead end, you know. So that's when Radha came into the picture. My mother contacted Radha Sterling, and because before her, we were kind of at a crossroads of like we just weren't getting nowhere. So yeah, thanks to her, you know, she kind of kickstarted everything off, and then Mary Lou and, you know, Claire Caron got involved, and they brought us the doll, and then everything kind of just went from there, and it's moved really fast and really quickly. And then obviously the media got involved, which massively helped.
And can I ask you about your involvement with the authorities in Dubai, because it beggars belief that you suffered so much, and then there was a case opened involving you. I mean, that must have been surreal for you.
Yeah, like I'm still kind of going through the motions about that and processing, you know, things that happened. But it's going to take me a while to kind of wrap my head around it myself. So I think after some time, I'll be able to speak a little bit better on that subject.
Yeah,
it's just because right now I'm still kind of just going through it. And
when you heard yesterday that the case or the investigation was dropped, what did that feel like?
I was just shocked that it happened so quickly, because I mean, I was trying my best over here trying to get everything dropped, and I was told that it wasn't, like, it wasn't going to happen. Like, I was trying my best, I was speaking to lawyers, nothing was happening. So like when I got the message that it had been dropped, like I just was like, yeah, like I didn't want to get my hopes up and believe it straight away. So yeah, I was kind of cautious when I first heard they were dropped. I didn't allow myself to kind of believe it at first. So yeah, it was a shock.
Do you wish in your core, do you think about this at all, that the police or the authorities in Dubai were not more protective of you and wouldn't listen and hear you more?
I've been so wrapped up in just trying to get home and trying to get this travel ban lifted that I haven't really had time to kind of think about the authorities and how it was handled and everything like that. And I feel like maybe after some time when I get to go home and rest and think about things, I'll kind of be able to speak a little bit more about that.
You're just emerging from the whirlwind, really. There's an awful lot of Irish people in Dubai, and there's an awful lot of people listening to you now who have relatives in Dubai. Do you have any message from your experience for those people?
I would just say, you know, be careful. Like, it's a great city, great opportunities. Like, I was very happy there up until this happened. But, you know, things do happen in life, and sometimes, you know, it is very different to the way things would be handled at home. That's kind of all I can comment about it for now. But yeah, that's the only advice I'd have.
Okay. And I'm not going to intrude at all, but I'm sure your immediate plan is to get home and wrap yourself in the love of your family and your community. Is that right?
Yeah, no, that's all I want right now.
Well, look, I know I speak for everyone listening when I say welcome home from the bottom of our hearts. It's great to have you home. Cead míle fo hantiwala, Tori Tawi. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you.